Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. February's last few days saw winter finally assert itself. So if March is going to roar in like a lion, month three is going to have to go some to upstart the ending of its predecessor. Speaking of March, it's another of those blue moon months. So the Northland will be blessed twice by His Lunar Highness. Interestingly, by month's end, we will have experienced four full moons in just 3 months. For the second week in a row, the liquid component of the season, which has been lacking for most of the time, came down by the scoopful. Another 13 inches of white buried the Wildersmith neighborhood and decorated the evergreen forest with mounds of marshmallow puffs. This brought our two-week accumulation here to 25 inches, and our season total to a more respectable 70 1/4. Although there can never be enough snow in these parts for years truly, it has put my old body to the test. Moving the stuff was complicated by a snow plowing equipment failure. Luckily, my backup snow thrower saved the day, or should I say, 2 days. Even at that, the snow shovel barely had time to cool down between the two storms' fury. Since this inland area of the Gunflint is usually on the short end of such heavy snows, I assume the usual snow zone places back down the trail got even more. The new powder should be a thrill for folks in the snow removal business, as well as cross-country skiers and power sledders. I visited with a neighborhood couple who indicated a snowmobile trip down the Gunflint lake ice was a spectacular ride on waves of soft snow. With the Trout Derby coming on Sunday, clearing the ice roadways onto Gunflint lake ice for the contestant vehicular access would seem to be more difficult than in recent years. However, those ridge riders are experts in managing snow, so there should be no fear about things being ready. For folks planning on drilling the ice, remember, entry registration happens between 9 and 11 Sunday morning. Snow or shine, it'll be a fun day. Catching or not, fishing is always great. Notice is given for another event to be held over the Gunflint Lake ice next weekend, Saturday, March 10. Gunflint Lodge is sponsoring a Fat Bike International Run for the Border. The biking trek will extend through forest trails and then across the border ice into Canada and back. A remote area border crossing permit is required, so bring yours along. Also, bring your own bike, or rentals are available. A short loop on the U.S. side will be available for youngsters. The event will run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. For more details, contact Gunflint Lodge at 388-2294. Activity around WTIP is now at fever pitch. Going into this weekend, studios will be jumping as the spring fundraising campaign enters days 2 and 3. The theme, Still the One, couldn't be more fitting, as our family of listeners are still the ones who have made the North Shore Radio what it's become. As the station approaches 20 years of community programming excellence, the need for resources is forever in order to sustain our broadcasting distinction. WTIP needs your continued supporting commitments more than ever before. So if you are new to our listening audience or a longtime family member, now is the time to step up. Give operators a call, stop by and see us, or click and join in the fun. It's a long ways to our goal, but as the old Orleans song lyrics remind us, we've been together since way back when, and we're still having fun. You're still the one. WTIP is counting on all to keep great radio alive and well. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great in our winter wonderland.